Hello and welcome back to another episode of Read It With Whiskey. My name is Laura Gentinen and I am the author of the Shockwave series and I'm your host. And today we are going to be talking to Noir Hayes. We're going to talk to her all about her book Within Cessation, as well as talk a little bit about some other books that she's been writing. But first, let me tell you all about Noir. While always awkward and uncomfortable, Noir Hayes spends her days trying to create worlds and characters bigger than herself. Writing anything from the dark and gritty world of New York to the softest of romances, Noir finds a love for it all. Outside of writing, Noir is a full-time student and teaches ballet to younger adults, teens, and children. And Noir isn't done telling stories yet. You can follow her on all her social media. All of that will be attached to the show notes. So today we're going to be talking to Noir about Within Cessation, which is basically a story within a story. Really, really good book for writers. Well, you'll learn why, actually. I'm not going to ruin that yet. But here is what Within Cessation is all about. Tatum Hyland is a man obsessed with reinventing himself. Determined to cast off his reputation as a washed-up former romance novelist, he challenges himself to write something completely different. An apocalyptic survival story. But as the world around him spirals into chaos, Tatum must learn to differentiate between reality and fiction and choose between his own survival and that of his work. So talk about some inspiration as a writer trying to shift genres. I think that was why I was able to read this book so quickly, because the book has nothing to do with him actually being a writer, but I can relate to his struggle throughout the book. I'm just going to stop talking about it. Let's dive in with Noir. Welcome to Read It With Whiskey, the interview podcast featuring science fiction and fantasy authors. My name is Laura Gentinen, your host and the author of the Shockwave series. I am also a book club moderator, speaker, and avid reader, truly invested in every author's story. Within this podcast, I bring to you, the reader, all the behind-the-scenes secrets to how these guest indie authors bring their books into the world. If you are a sci-fi fantasy reader, then you need to hear from these authors. Let's learn about the person behind the page. Sit back, sip some whiskey, and lean in to these self-published authors. Hello, Noir Hayes, and welcome to Read It With Whiskey. How's your morning going today?
Hi. Good. How's yours?
It's great. I'm so excited to talk to you about Within Cessation. This book is a type of book that we haven't had on the show very often. So I'm really excited to dive in. But before we dive into the book, first of all, I would love for you to tell us, why did you decide that you wanted to be a writer?
Yeah, so it's kind of like a long story, I guess. So like as a kid, I always wrote like short little stories. Like I can remember very specifically whenever I got my hair cut. So I cut it up to like shoulder length, not shoulder length, chin length. I wrote a story from like my hair's point of view and like my hair like getting cut essentially. And I made it. My mom's like, let me take this to some of my work friends. And she took it to her work friends. And then from then they were like, please write us more stories, bring us more stories in. So I would write all sorts of little like flash fiction, I guess. And then sort of fourth grade, I can really remember it sort of took off with me. I had a math notebook and in the middle of like school, I was like, I really want to write like a scary story. So I flipped my math notebook and started writing in the back of this math notebook. I wound up writing like 40 pages. And then like, so that was another like fundamental memory that I have. And then middle school, high school, I was reading and writing a lot. And after sort of everybody hits that plateau where like none of your books are hitting right. And I was like, what is with this? I said, I can't find a book that I like. I was heavily inspired by like the Divergent series at the time. So I was like, I'm going to write my own story that I would want to read. So sort of wrote that. My book, this like dystopian book that I've had written since high school, was like over 100,000 words. Like it was a pretty long one. And I'm just sort of waiting for the right time to put that one out. And then sort of come college, I was a criminal justice major. But like halfway through my college career, I was like, I think I'm going to actually self-publish a book. And sort of that's where it went. So I've always written, I've always been into this idea of writing characters and creating characters that are sort of can say and do the things that I can't, because I'm very introverted, very quiet, very like shy. So to write these super like out there characters has always been an outlet, and to sort of create sort of, like I said, characters that if I can't say this, I'll just create a character that can and sort of go from there.
I love that. And that's such a cool thing to think about when you're writing, is like, you can kind of escape or try different things as the character and just like pour all of those random thoughts and feelings from your head into the character. So cool. Yeah. And I know we're going to get into this topic again once we talk about the book specifically too. So we'll bring that one back up in a little bit. So today we're going to talk about Within Cessation, but it's not your first published book. What was the first book that you published? A little bit about that.
So it's a completely opposite end of the spectrum. It's Razor Blades, very dark, gritty, pulp fiction-y, sort of fits more my noir haze name. It follows a gang in New York. Each chapter changes first person point of views. So you're sort of, I really enjoyed the idea of following characters that are very dark and sort of depraved and trying to make them more human. And again, it was sort of the situation where these characters are as far from my personality and like beliefs as possible. So so that's them. It's sort of this gang of really terrible men, and it's sort of deciding if there's a better bad guy than the others. There's real no protagonist or antagonist type. So yeah, that was my debut novel, was this very dark type of story.
And I like that you have more of a gritty style, because I haven't read that book, Razor Blades, but obviously I've read Within Cessation, and it has a lot of dark themes and very intricate like mindset and internal monologue type of situations going on. So I think that's really cool, because a lot of the books that I bring onto the show are like dragons and princesses. And so I was really excited to have this type of like science fiction realism on the show, because I think it's just a completely different type of science fiction. And obviously it's not fantasy. So as an author, you have two books out, you're working on a few other things. Is there anything specific about being an author that you absolutely love?
Just sort of sharing like these characters with sort of the world, I guess, is like what I've always wanted to. And I've always wanted to reach larger audiences, I guess. And sort of, I really love the idea of people taking my work and talking about it and sort of picking it apart and like making it their own like relation to what I write. So that's definitely my favorite thing about it, is like, I have these real life people that reach out to me and to hear like, oh, well, this character was my favorite and this character was my favorite, and just to sort of have it relate to people on a level that's outside of my own like family circle.
Creating a world they can escape to and learn more about themselves even through your characters is definitely something that I could see within this book. And it is self-published. You've self-published both of these books. And was that always your plan? Or do you think maybe in the future you'd do traditional?
Yeah, I think honestly it came down to, especially publishing at a rather young-ish age. I couldn't handle, I don't think, the rejection aspect of a traditional publish, like querying and stuff like that. And then it ultimately came down to sort of just wanting to be able to tell the story how I wanted it to be told. I didn't want some outside force saying it needs to be told this way, or you need to cut this out. It's like, I want my book to be as short or as long as I want it to. And that's that. And I want to be able to say what I want to say and just sort of keep the story the way that I want it to be told. So yes.
Yes. That control aspect is definitely a theme on this show, because it's like, it's inevitable. No matter if you're the best author in the world, you're going to get rejected at least one time. So I feel you on that one. All right, let's dive into the book then. What is Within Cessation all about? Give us a little blurb.
Okay. So it follows this author, Tatum Hyland, who at one point was in his prime, sort of this best-selling romance novelist. And he sort of fell off the face of the earth due to like lack of inspiration and just sort of not feeling what he was writing. And it just definitely wasn't his jam. It was sort of more of, I don't want to say a cash grab, but it sort of was, that's what it became like throughout his life. So he sort of fell off of it. And then all of a sudden gets this apocalyptic novel idea and takes it to his like publisher and is putting his book out there, and he becomes like super excited. And in a way, it's sort of his fiction starts to become reality, and he's sort of writing a weird sense of reality as his own world sort of starts to go under this like murderous epidemic type thing. So now his own world is starting to go into an apocalypse. So yeah, that's the little blurb that I have.
And I relate so hard to it as an author, because it tells, I mean, it starts out with him and his editor talking about his work. And so I could relate so hard to that aspect of him being a writer and him trying to figure out what he's going to write. And do I write to market? Do I write what I really want to be writing? And I think that's one of the reasons why it clicked with me so quickly, is because I could relate to him on that level. As it got further on, I was like, whoa, this guy's intense. Maybe I don't relate to him that hard. But yeah, definitely the author aspect of it, for sure. And so we see him struggling with this writing and this avenue he's going down. But then there's also a book within a book. So he's obviously a writer. So he's writing a story, and we see some of those chapters. So tell us a little bit about that process of telling a science fiction story within a story. That's just, I don't know how you did it.
Me either, honestly. It was like, so originally I've always wanted to write an apocalypse story that has a strong female lead on her own with a child. Like, I didn't want it to be like Carl from The Walking Dead age, but I also didn't want it like Ellie from The Last of Us age, but I also didn't want a baby. So I was like, could I imagine like wandering around an apocalypse with a literal toddler with their little like sassy moments? So then it was, I could never find a place or like a beginning, let alone a middle, let alone an end for it. So then I started to take on this idea of writing the start of apocalypse, sort of this character writing about it. So I was like, maybe I'm not supposed to write this story of this mother-daughter apocalypse relationship. And I said, so maybe I have a character out there that would write it. And that's sort of where Tatum came to me. And he was like, hey, he's like, I have this idea. And I was like, great, let me tell your story as well. So that's sort of how it like came to be, is just taking little snippets of half dead works of my own and having a character take it and do what they want with it. And sort of how it all happened.
Yeah. Talk about listening to the muse. No, this is Tatum's book that he's reading. I'm just writing his story. It's right. Definitely like Inception is happening. Yes. And I,
yes.
Such a cool concept. Another thing that I really like about this book, it doesn't give you spoilers or anything for those of you listening, but how the book ends, I think, is really good, because you kind of touched on it earlier that you want the reader to kind of decide what they want to happen. Mm-hmm. Obviously it ends, but I think it leaves on a point where people can kind of decide what's going to happen at the same time.
Right.
So was that intentional with how you ended it?
Yeah, so definitely. I'm definitely a fan of not saying this is how it ends point blank. So that's what I wanted, to leave it open for interpretation. And also I sort of, if I were to write a sequel, I think it's kind of hard to fight out of a ending, like such a strict, like this is what happened at the end of this book, and then trying to like pull out of it, like, and sort of pull apart some like gray areas and like be like, oh no, but it actually didn't end this way. Like, so yeah, that was definitely to leave it up for interpretation and also leave it so it's potentially buildable at a later point. So
is that something you're considering, is going to be continuing this book or Tatum's book?
Potentially. Yeah. Yeah. That's okay. What I've sort of been dabbling around with, the book inside of a book type storyline, potentially building off of that. So.
Ooh, I'm excited for that. I will be following along. I will be your little cheerleader from the sidelines. I love that. So you have, your other book was a standalone, and now this one could potentially be something different. Have you ever considered plotting out and creating a series just from scratch doing that instead of going with the standalone version to start?
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. It's like, yeah, it's definitely always, and like you said, I sort of just listen to the muse. And if some random character were to drop out of the sky right now and come to me and say, hey, this is my story, this is it, beginning, middle, end. And then I'm just going to be like, okay, let's build from the bottom up and let's get this story told. So yeah.
And so you've written in more of this like science fiction realism type category. It's just such a different type of book than I've read before. So it's kind of hard to categorize it specifically. but I can say it's dark and it's gritty, like you said. Is that the style of writing you want to continue pursuing?
Definitely. Yeah, that's sort of what I'm like, sort of have found my niche and just sort of enjoy writing these dark and like depraved stories and sort of creating strong characters amongst like the ruins of society and stuff like that and the world they're living in, to the point, like I said. And then like on the opposite end, I have a dystopian like young adult book that I'm definitely gonna have to come up with another pen name to sort of differentiate between all of this. But yeah, right now it seems to be very noir, dark, gritty fiction is definitely more so my jam and specialty.
And you write it well. So I would say keep on running with it. I love it. And speaking of the darker themes within this book, there is a lot of like alcoholism and addiction and those type of like dark internal thought monologue type of situations. And did any of that come from any real experience, or was this just your character saying, this is who I am? Kind of elaborate a little bit on him. Yeah.
Yeah. It was definitely just all Tatum's doing and all of Tatum's antics. I'm definitely a writer that I sort of believe these characters come to me and tell the story through me. And if that's what they're, I'm not going to get in there and be like, oh, well, maybe I should like sugarcoat your issues just a little bit more. And the characters are like, hell no, like this is my story, like take a step back and like just let it. So yeah, it was definitely all of Tatum sort of taking control and sort of his very obsessive and almost like destruction personality is definitely what sort of took the reign. Like I don't have any personal experience with any of that other than like sort of the beginning steps of Tatum's where you sort of really focus in on work and be like, yeah, let's do this. And after that,
and he kind of falls off the rails a little bit there. Yeah. He's a fun character to read. And obviously he's the main person in the book, but we also have Jackie, who's his editor. And then Ellie is his best friend. Do you write characters based on other people? Did they inspire these other characters within the book at all?
Sort of. So I'm a huge fan of the post-apocalyptic video game The Last of Us. Like I've played it so many times. Like I have several tattoos on my right leg that's just like portraits of Joel, portraits of Ellie. Like it's just my thing. So I definitely incorporated sort of Ellie in there, or I sort of give my characters names of people that I know like in real life sometimes. Like there's a character named Ryan in there that's named after my old boss. It's like I will sprinkle in these little names and stuff to sort of show my love for these people. And it's just a matter of, you know, sometimes their fate isn't the best, but yeah. So I definitely wanted to include in this apocalyptic novel sort of an ode to Ellie from The Last of Us, and that's sort of where that name came from. But otherwise the characters are like, this is my name and you better not change it.
But speaking of characters, do you have a favorite character or maybe a character that you enjoy writing the most within this book?
Tatum, for sure. Tatum was like, he's so like off the rails and like upset. He was such a fine character to sort of write and to sort of delve into his insanity, like obsessive sort of character. So he was definitely the best to write because he's so all over the place, and then him reacting to sort of a world that's also all over the place, and his obsession with getting his name out there and sort of creating a book that he wants to write was very fun and definitely an interesting experience.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah, there were so many times where he was talking about being a writer and writing and all of that, where I'm just like, yes, you understand me.
Yes.
I want to say, so I always try and pick a favorite character, and this, it was tough for me because there's two books in this book.
Yes.
So I mean, I've liked Tatum, obviously, but I really liked Ellie. I think her character was really cool, and I liked their relationship and how they communicated with each other and their history and all of that. And I think that friendship was just really cool. And do you have like any inspiration from that, or like what was the reasoning for that type of relationship, to build that relationship between them?
It was sort of, I liked the idea of, I don't want to say, I guess he sort of did sort of take that friendship for granted. Like it was just an entire beginning half where she's like rooting for him and being like, let's go for breakfast, let's go for lunch, let's go shopping at Target. And it was just like this nice friendship that she was always pulling the weight and trying to support him. And sort of, without spoilers, just sort of seeing how it goes and swaps all of a sudden. And it just sort of this relationship where it's just like, it's very clear from the beginning that it was sort of taken for granted. I'm very trying to not
swear. Right. Yeah. But yeah, I just really like that friendship dynamic because it wasn't balanced, and it's just nice to read that type of friendship. Sometimes, obviously you don't always want types of friendships like that in real life, but it's fun to read.
Yes.
And then the other book within the story, we have Chelsea and Jillian. And from those characters, obviously I liked the struggle that Chelsea has to go through within the story. I mean, I really liked that. I want you to continue and finish that story. Let's just put it that way, because I like where the characters are going, and I like where it was left off with their story, because like we talked about earlier, it's up to interpretation. So I liked those characters, and I wouldn't mind hearing a little bit more about them in the future. Just putting it out there for you.
Yes. No, they're definitely just a skeleton of a story, which I think was fascinating because Tatum became so self-obsessed with the idea of getting it out there that he sort of just threw it together to sort of take over that story a little bit and sort of help out my man Tatum and sort of continue their story would be ideal.
Definitely. Very fun. So when Tatum is writing this book, his editor is, well, he's kind of like living in the past, because 10 years ago he had written the series that had blown up. It was The Devil's Bride. It was a series of a couple different books. And so while I was reading this, I was like, how cool would that be if Noir wrote this series like under Tatum's pen name? Is that
awesome.
Something you've ever considered doing? Because I think that would be so cool.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to steal that. Yeah, because like the formatting for Within Cessation is a little whack because I do literally everything myself. So it was just a lot of figuring out formatting and figuring that out stuff. But I've always wanted the book within a book to have sort of different fonts and to maybe always head the things with his name as opposed to it being like Noir Hayes at the top. So yeah, that's definitely something I could take with and like run with it and just have Tatum on his own spiral and writing his books and stuff like that. That's definitely a dope idea.
That would be fun. But then it's like creating a whole nother social media campaign and definitely a lot of work to put into another pen name. But speaking of, you mentioned you're kind of working on that fantasy book back from high school. Is there any other projects that you're working on?
Yeah, so I just finished the Razor Blades sequel. I use the word finished very loosely, but first drop supposedly is done. Just finished that. And recently I've been having a sort of noir type fantasy sci-fi type idea drop into my head. So I'm sort of going to try to focus on that and sort of start to sprinkle some words on like a word doc and sort of see where it goes and manifests into something like greater potentially. So yeah, I have that. And I always have my dystopian teen novel always just hanging out in a word doc somewhere and always just like ready to be picked up and worked on. So definitely have a few that I'm dabbling in right now and just sort of trying to get out there. But yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I will be following along, and I'm going to have to pick up Razor Blades. I didn't realize it was going to be a series. So that one, it does have officially a second book that's hopefully going to be out soon. Do you have a date for that one to be released?
So Razor Blades came out April 20th of 2020. And I was sort of had it in my head that I would like ideally the sequel to come out on the same day. Obviously that's not going to happen because that's like what, 19 days away or something like that.
Yeah.
Happening. But I definitely plan by the end of the year. So we'll see. Okay.
Very cool. Yeah. And yeah. Is that one, is it set with two books or is there going to be more in that series?
I sort of have always had it as two. So with the changing point of views, originally it sort of, not sort of, it does bounce between three separate guys' point of views. Originally, in the first sort of several chapters, I had a fourth guy in there. And sort of halfway through, I was sort of forcing his content and his chapter out there. So I was like, I think we need to just chop him completely out of the POV type cycle. So I've always wanted to maybe write a story sort of dedicated to him and sort of his story throughout it all, because some stuff happens that we don't get to see him for several days. So to write, like, sort of give the readers, be like, hey, this is what I was doing during all of this time. And goes without saying, there's a lot of death in Razor Blades. So to sort of write each character that dies in Razor Blades, to sort of write their like abbreviated stories would be interesting. So that's sort of the plan.
Oh, that's fun. I like when there's spinoffs for different characters. And I have to like restrain myself because I would go crazy if I started thinking about that. I'm like, okay, no, my series is gonna be three books. That's it. No more. We'll see. Talk to me in 5 years. We'll see.
Yeah, that story's got to be told. Just
yep. Too funny. All right. So this is Read It With Whiskey. So we have to talk a little bit about whiskey. So Noir, what is your favorite whiskey to drink?
I would have to go with, I think Jack Daniels is my fave, my go-to. Like, I love a good Jack and Coke. Like, just, yeah, that is definitely my favorite.
That's the one where if I'm going to the store and I'm in a really big rush, that's the one that I know will always be good. So I might as well it's like the thoughtless grab when you're at the liquor store, for sure. I love it. All right. And then I would love for you to tell us before we get out of here, where can people find your books? Where can they learn more about you and follow along your journey?
Yeah. So I'm Noir Hayes on literally everything. You can buy both of my books on Amazon. And then I have a Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and I do have a Patreon post on there. So I'm sort of all over the place, most active for sure in little Twitter land. So that's where you'll find me like every day. And just like tweeting about nonsense and just sort of hanging out.
I love it. Yes. Everybody definitely go and grab her books. And I'm excited to see where you go in the future, what other stuff comes about. So thank you so much. Yeah. Thanks so much for being here.
Yeah.
Oh, wasn't that such a great conversation? I had so much fun talking to Noir. And it was so funny because this is the first time I've interviewed someone while they've been sitting in their car. And it was very entertaining for me to watch stuff going on behind her. I don't even think she was aware of it. So if you want to watch the full interview in video format to see what I'm talking about, head over to patreon.com/readitwithwhiskey and you can watch the full video interview. All right, so next week on Read It With Whiskey, we are going to be talking to Bran Kairos. He's the author of Kama'aina, and this is a historical soft fantasy novel based in Hawaii. Really fun topics, and I'm really excited to see what's coming next because this book is just the beginning for Bran. He has other works as well. Definitely tune in next time. Talk to you soon. You've been listening to an episode of Read It With Whiskey. I am your host, Laura Gentinen, and I just wanted to personally hop in and say thank you so much for listening. Your support of the podcast means so much to me, and I would really appreciate it if you could go onto your favorite podcast platform and rate and review the show. By rating the show, you're going to help more people find the podcast so then we can grow. Once you review the show, share it on your social media, share your favorite episode with your friends, and come back next time to hear more from self-published authors. I'll talk to you soon.